It's 75 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called mostly steady with top prices from $39 to $43. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 16,008. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $56.11 to $64. The weighted average, $59.79, a gain of $1.60 from last Thursday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $38.38 to $49.50, and the weighted average was $46.67. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 19,456. The base price range, $48.75 to $65.50. The weighted average, $63.09, a loss of 64 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.06 to $51.40, and the weighted average was $49.03. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, are a few showers on the way across the Corn Belt?
Yeah, they are on the way. And you know, that really shouldn't be a surprise because we've been talking about it for about a week now. And as far as the weather is concerned, looking ahead, you can't expect it to be dry every day. We've had extraordinarily good weather for harvest so far. But it does look like wet weather is coming into the Midwest Corn Belt and to some of the western areas today and farther east tomorrow into the middle of the week. So that's going to slow maturation and harvesting, at least temporarily. It does look like drier weather will return later this week. So we're not anticipating a major problem here lasting for a while, but we are going to run into some harvest delays here. But hey, it's still September, and already a lot of the crop is out of the ground. I've talked to a lot of farmers that say they've harvested all of their corn, and they're cutting beans. Some of the beans not quite ready yet, and but it's still September, so we haven't even gotten to October yet. So a few delays shouldn't be the end of the world around here. Today will be another very warm day, so maturation will continue, and today will also be a dry day around Illinois and Indiana, at least most of Illinois and all of Indiana. So that will be good for harvest operations. A few scattered showers could develop later today in western Illinois, Missouri, and eastern Iowa and Wisconsin, and a better chance of showers and thunderstorms later today and this evening across western Iowa and Minnesota. And that's about it. We are going to see tomorrow central portions of the Midwest Corn Belt, including eastern Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri, getting more of the rain. And parts of Ohio and eastern Indiana actually could stay mainly dry much of the day tomorrow, so eastern sections will have another day for field work. There will be some dry weather later this week, and then chances of rain occur again this upcoming weekend. Temperatures are going to turn more seasonable. We don't see any unusually cold air coming in, but we are going to be ending this unusually warm spell of weather here with the passage of a cold front across the middle of the Midwest, including Illinois and Indiana, tomorrow night. And then behind that, again, it will turn a bit more seasonable. But right now, I don't see any significant blast of cold air coming in. Just occasionally we'll have some showers and thunderstorms and fronts coming through. Probably the next chance for a real significant drop in temperature will probably come in the evening of October 5th or so. So that's toward the end of next week. Now taking a look at some of the other growing areas and the hard red winter wheat belt, mostly favorable weather is expected for the planting of the wheat this week. There may be some showers temporarily slowing things down across eastern portions of Nebraska and Kansas, but that should be followed by some drier weather coming in. And there will be temperatures this week will be mainly in the 70s and 80s. There could still be some 90s across southern portions of the hard red winter wheat belt today. Turning to the southern hemisphere, it looks like corn planting will be aided by some dryness across Argentina this week. That after some rain the last couple of weeks, which came after an extremely long dry spell. So there will be some planting this week. Now, next week, there may be some showers, and that would help the wheat fill out in Argentina. In Brazil, hot and dry weather is expected, and that's going to prevent early planting in northern Brazil. One thing of note, though, is Brazil has more significant dry and wet seasons. So even though it's dry now, it doesn't mean it will stay dry for the foreseeable future. Or, well, it will be dry this week, but after this week and beyond, there's a chance that the weather pattern could change dramatically as it seasonally does in a normal year. That's a look at growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 8.56 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter, last trade up 16 and a half. March 8.53 down 1, last trade up 18. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.76 up 2, last trade up 15 and a half. March 8.79 up 1 and a half, last trade up 15 and a quarter. July 6.27 down 2, last trade up 3. December corn opened at 3.75 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter, last trade up 3 and a quarter. March 3.90 down 2, last trade up 3 and 3 quarters. July 4.07 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter, last trade up 2 and a half. November beans open at 977 and a half, down 1 and a half, last trade up 2. January 992, down 2 and a half, last trade up 3 and a half. July 1005, up 2 and a quarter, last trade up 3 and a quarter. October soybean meal opened at 272, down 70, last trade up 30. October soybean oil opened at 38.99, unchanged, last trade up 28. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
We're going to see follow-through on this wheat market today?
I think so, to start off with, because the French wheat is remaining relatively firm. It's up roughly 6 euros here this morning, 6.5 right now, basically on its high. So that should lead to some buying early on in the wheat. Whether we can hold it or not is another question, but it certainly looks like they're at least going to make a stab at going back and trying to challenge the contract highs again. Your contract high on December wheat was at 907, put in here a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, the wheat's going to be our leader on the day as we get demand news coming back in, especially Friday. We saw 700 tons going to Iraq, another 100 going to Algeria. You've now got Iraq back in the market this morning for another 50,000 tons of hard red wheat. So, you know, theoretically, you get up to these high price levels, you drive demand away, and that doesn't seem to be happening, and that's why they're buying the wheat market back up.
Is the soybean market due for a correction?
It's very overbought, in my opinion. I think the 9 to 10 cents we had on Friday is just the start of that. But if wheat really takes off, it may bring some support back. But even in the overnight session, you could see we were 6 or 7 cents higher than where we finished at. The bean market is probably most suspect today for at least a profit-taking setback at some point in time. You know, and I think about beans. We've got guys that are putting beans on DP. Keep in mind, if you're going to store beans, we've only been at this price level 4 times in previous history, back in 2004, 1988, 1977, and 1973. So it's hard for me to put beans on DP and pay big DP rates at these price levels.
Meanwhile, corn continues to move counter-seasonal.
Right. It's made a nice run. It took out the resistance levels here last week and looks like it's on firm technical ground at this point. The dollar continues to be somewhat weak. The demand looks like it's running fairly strong for the corn market. So, you know, big week last week in export sales. So I think this corn market probably has turned the corner. Our lows are in. Not that we couldn't use a setback there also that wouldn't surprise me here as we get more and more hedge pressure coming at the market.
All right, then grain calls then.
I'm going to go 2 to 4 better on the corn. I think beans will probably struggle to be much more than 2 better. I think the wheat is probably going to be 15 to 20 better as we get started, Dave.
What about over at the Merck?
The hog market's gotten pounded here lately. It's due for a nice little comeback, but boy, the kills just keep coming. We just keep having big kill after big kill. So all it's going to be is a short covering bounce is what it looks like to me. It's going to take a while to work through all these hogs. Cattle market looks like it's ready to try and turn back up a little bit also myself.
Thank you very much, Brian. Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company, he is in Indianapolis, Indiana, joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.